Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What made you cringe when you think about younger you? Decision you made, whatever it might be. Okay. It could be a specific story. We didn't even really think about that, but a specific story. This is an example of that. I went to the ER for a void area in my upper butt crack that had started to leak pus.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, that is.
A void area in your upper butt crack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You had a
like where your tail would have formed, right?
Mm-hmm. Man. Okay. I mean, so you've got a pussy butt.
The doctor said it was just a void beneath the skin and nothing to worry about. But the person behind the desk who I had to explain the problem to went to my church, and I felt like they were looking at me every time after that.
Well, they were.
Come on. You can't feel bad about that. That's a medical issue, a medical problem you were having.
Text from the 848. This is a tremendous show code thing. This is something I cringe about from my younger years. I used to practice kissing on the Home Alone DVD.
Oh,
like
my
on the
God.
Whole?
Like, on the physical DVD or, like or the box where Kevin's face was.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, were you tossing the DVD salad?
Why specifically the Home Alone one? Is that just because that was the one that was right there that you?
Or did you like Kevin's open mouth?
Yeah. Yeah, I assume they were doing it on the box. Yeah.
Maybe they designed the DVD itself so that his mouth was over like the hole, you know? Yeah, so it was like a double whammy. Like you
I
get
don't
in
know. That doesn't
Macaulay
make it better.
Culkin's face and hole.
None of that is good.
His face hole.
Yeah. There are, this text from New Hampshire, there are VHS wedding tapes that exist out there where my 8-year-old self would follow the camera person and chase them, essentially, whipping my hair back and forth because I thought they would love to see that on their wedding video. It makes me cringe so hard thinking of how annoyed the cameraman must be and how annoyed the couple is when they see me showing my face and whipping my hair back and forth a million times in their video.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll be for today's kids because everything they've done has been videotaped and photographed and everything. But man, if you want to see me cringe, anytime I see video footage of me from when I was like 10 or 12, where you think you're funny and you're like, and your voice sucks and you're like, you're like the most annoying kid ever from that Christmas movie that we all hate, The Polar Express. It's like that's what you sound like to yourself. You know, you go, oh my God, make me die right now. Oh, I'm such a little butt. I hate every part of this.
Bad.
Oh,
we're getting quite a few messages on the app that kind of remind me of that part in 30 Rock when Liz Lemon is reflecting on high school and she's like, oh, all the popular girls were just so mean to me. I wasn't popular. I was a nerd, blah, blah, blah. And then they show a flashback and the popular people are really nice. And it's like, oh, hey, did you get a haircut, Liz? And Liz goes, yeah, it's gone. Just like your mom's pill problem. Or whatever, however the scene goes. But
it turns out she's just an a-hole.
She was just a jerk.
She was just a jerk who thought everybody was mean to her. There's a lot of people that kind of say that. It's like, I cringe when I look back at how shy I was. I didn't go to proms, only went to one or two homecomings. I really didn't try. I left high school with no experience, and I cringe when I look back at how shy I was. And yeah, just that they didn't even try.
I think that's part of the reason I didn't drink in high school. I don't think I ever said this out loud to any of my friends, but I was under the impression that someone had to invite me to all of the house parties that existed.
Oh, so you were, so you were waiting by the phone for the call.
By the time everybody's like, hey, you're going to go to the party, I was like, no, you're just doing that to be. I don't know why. I was convinced that I would somehow be unwelcome. It wasn't until after I graduated, my buddy, he said, well, just come with us. So I went out with him and everybody's like, oh my God, he's at a party. And all of a sudden I was like more than welcome. And I'm like, I feel like I might have missed out on some things here.
Oh.
Probably did me a favor, kept me from getting into a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm. I cringe when I look back at what a stubborn butthole I used to be. I know I'm still partially stubborn with certain things, But I remember one moment specifically. It was when I was working at the grocery store. So I was in high school. It was my senior year. And I was in one of those programs where you'd go to school half the day and then you could.
Oh, like a co-op?
Yeah, you'd leave and go to work for the rest of the day. It was great. I was like, I only have to be at school for half the day. Sign me up.
And I get to make money?
Hell yeah. And I remember there was this manager there that he wasn't a very nice guy. He was like, I'm the boss, you are my underlings type of person. But I don't know. That didn't jive with my whole personality, I guess. So I was kind of a butt to him.
Yeah.
And I remember after, like, at some point during the school year, the teacher of that co-op class had to go in and like talk to my boss and do a review, basically. And my boss didn't give me very good review. He didn't give me a good review.
Yeah.
So my teacher had to go back like 6 weeks later for an update. And so he told me, I saw my boss that day and he was like, hey, I talked to your teacher. And I told him that, you know, I really feel like since your last review, you've really stepped it up and you've been doing a much better job. And, you know, I just wanted to say I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Like a really nice thing for the boss who I don't like to say to me. And I was such a butt. And I said to him, I was like, yeah, not doing anything different. Still, everything's still the same. Not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. So I cringe at that. And I remember him.
As the boss, I'd have been like, I was so right about you.
He gave me that look where he just said like, okay, then.
This is the end of my efforts with you.
Okay. See you later. Yep. Like if it wasn't a union job, he would have easily been like, get the hell out of here.
Right.
But
you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a good one.
It's like 16 or 17. I'm like, who are you?
This text.
Think you're important or something?
From the 270. See if this first part reminds you of anybody on the show. I wore carpenter pants all through middle school as a girl.
I am not embarrassed by that.
I didn't say you should be. I just asked if this reminds anyone of it.
I look back fondly on my bright orange carpenter pants.
Bright orange? Did you just get out of jail?
Orange. Yeah, they were bright orange.
With your rainbow toe socks?
Yeah, loved my. Well, I only wore those my Oshkosh Bagosh overalls, which were khaki. But yeah, I don't look back at my fashion in high school or middle school and think, ugh. Because we talked about this yesterday.
Everybody's weird.
If you could go back and tell your younger self anything, what would it be? Mine was don't change your individual style, whether that's like your personal style on your body, the things you enjoy doing, how you decorate your house, because we are so influenced by what everybody's doing. So for like the last 10 years, everybody's house has been gray and beige.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody's been wearing the same sweaters and same leggings and same boots. And like, you look cute. I'm not saying you don't. But we have lost such a feeling of individuality because of it. And when I look back on my fugly clothes from high school and middle school, hell yeah, it's ugly. And hell yeah, I was a nerd. But I like that about me.
I love it.
Yeah, like, it's clear cool. You never went back in time and talked to yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
As a parent, I love when the kids do that stuff.
Yeah, it's weird how your perspective on that changes.
Yeah,
like the older you get. Because now I look back at time in high school. And the people that I remember are the ones that were, you know, the weird people, obviously doing that in heavy air quotes, like the people who dressed really eccentrically and had, you know, crazy hair or something like that. Those are the ones I remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All the other ones that were just normal like me, I don't remember.
Definitely. The ones that blend in.
Yeah. We let all of the kids pick their clothing and their backgrounds for school photos this year. The four youngest, for sure. All chose background or their shirts. They all chose like Hawaiian beach type shirts, you know, short sleeved with bright colors. And one had axolotls. Another one had a cat fishing for catfish and, you know, all sorts of crazy. So, you know, bright and gross. Mm-hmm. And then the backgrounds, one was in front of fall leaves. So it's got like a beach shirt in front of fall leaves. One's in front of, like, it's so patriotic that you feel like you might barf. And, you know, one's a double exposure. They're great.
That's
and
awesome.
And other really than, funny. You know, we're like, this is going to be so much more fun to look at than just, oh, what grade is that? Oh,
yeah.
Third, second, fifth, whatever.
Yeah. We had one on social media earlier, and it's so fitting. So if you follow along at FBHW show, you'll see it. Somebody said, looking back at my Facebook memories or this time 10 years ago on Instagram when you were posting, you know, those early Instagram photos back in the 2000 teens. Oh, some of those status updates. I'm like, Delete.
I delete them as soon as I see them. Oh my God.
I go back and I proofread mine. And if I see that I made a punctuation error or a grammatical error, I'll fix it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll delete any comments from people that I'm not friends with anymore.
That's funny. Because that's meticulous.
Because if I reply to it, you know, every now and then you'll share it. I want to share it like, ha, this is what I thought 10 years ago. And you share it. But I don't want them to get that notification that I've reshared it. We're not friends anymore.
There's some of them that I see where I'm like, bleep, bloop, like typing that out. And I'm like, going over to Shannon's. So random. I talked like I was on Nickelodeon, but not one of the good shows.
Bleep, bloop, going over to Shannon's.
We're so random. Noms. Like.
Did you do a dramatic reading of your old Facebook posts?
Oh, I'll save some of them. Yeah,
that'd be good.
And then I'll hide away forever after that.
This one,
Noms.
From the Upper Peninsula. I can't seem to get over scoring on my own goal in a college hockey game, trying to dump the puck around the back of our own net to get it up to the wing. Oh. Yeah.
That sucks.
There's one really funny one we got on the app. For Spirit Week, when I was in fourth grade, we had Twin Day. Everyone chose a friend and matched, and I was the fat, smart, awkward kid and couldn't find anyone to pair with. I made the mistake of telling my mom, who was an active alcoholic and a little out of touch with reality.
Oh, no.
So she made me a twin, a dummy with a matching shirt and pants and a sombrero to hide his face. I didn't want to take it, but I didn't have the heart to tell her, so I got on the bus and forgot it. I was dressed stupid, but that wasn't necessarily unusual for me, so I could deal with that. At around 10 a.m., my twin came walking into the school. Mom brought him back for me.
Oh, no.
Looking back, she was very much my own drunken version of Beverly Goldberg.
Oh, that's brutal.
She meant well, but oh.
Hey, you forgot your twin.
Oh, no.
You'll be popular now.
I wonder if any theater kids can relate to this. I'm embarrassed about how much I thought then that theater made me famous amongst other high school students. Girl, you played the mayor's wife in a seussical. Chill out.
I have a theater story from high school
you
that
do?
Makes me cringe.
All right, tell us that at the beginning of the next segment.
Whoa.
So soak in it for 7 minutes.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.